we expect this piece to darken up and move into what we call the key of G minor. But here's what Haydn does, and it pulls us out of minor and delivers us unto major. Just as everything's getting dark, he repeats two notes that we call a D. Now, the piece started out with two repeated Ds. So he links these two repeated notes, D, to the opening of the theme, which also started on Ds, and segues immediately back into the G major opening. Now, you might be saying, well, big deal, big deal. Well, this is a huge deal. Haydn felt like he was shifting the whole mood of this piece towards a very dark and dramatic moment. And at the darkest and most dramatic moment, he has four repeated notes, all the same note. And that note acts as a kind of skid, a kind of transition, right back into the major stuff, which then occurs quietly and playfully. And we say to ourselves, what happened? This guy was just sneering at us, and all of a sudden, the music is bright and happy again. I will point that out while we listen to the theme, those four repeated Ds that affect that transition from seeming darkness back to playful, almost giddy lightness. Here's what we must notice now. We must notice the cartoony and constant nature of these two main motives. We must notice the internal form, AA, BA, BA. And I will tell you those phrases while we listen. And we must notice this move towards seriousness at the end of B and this effortless transition via those four repeated Ds as we are delivered back to A. Haydn, theme again. A repeated. B. Four repeated, bup, 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 A. Back to B. Mock serious. Bop, 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 bop. Back to A. I guess I'm just easy. This stuff turns me on. All right, please let us pay attention now to the first big departure, what we call B, which consists, as it does, of five parts. Quickly, I would tell you that B is, like that first episode in the Beethoven Rondo, essentially non-thematic. We're going to hear tremendous amounts of activity, but none of it will create a tuneful presence. B starts with a sequence consisting of an ascending arpeggio, followed by descending scale, fast, high energy. Part two of B, a long series of descending four-note motives. Again, high energy and momentum continue. And then we hear an open cadence and a brief pause. And then in part three of B, the rondo theme appears momentarily. And we think, oh, we're back already. And just as we're making our rear ends comfortable back in our seats with this recognition of home base, we realize, oh, Haydn, you sly dog, you. The music starts to shift, and we realize a false restatement. He faked us out. He made us think we were coming home, but we're not home yet. In part four, the descending four-note motives continue. The high energy characteristic of the earlier part of B continues. And finally, part five, a brief extended dominant, relying as it does on the two repeated notes which begin the theme. Deliver us back to the home theme. Please, let's listen to this first big departure, B, which consists of five parts. I will point out especially the false return in part three, and then back to the rondo theme.